Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, God is so excited about you already in progress.
Now let me ask you a question. Do you believe it's possible to die to sin? The scripture just says that. Did it say that? Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness. And then you notice he says, if you do all those things, by his stripes you were healed. So if you walk in obedience to God's word, under the new covenant, we've talked about several different ways to walk free of sickness and disease. Under the law, you just obeyed the law. But they said nobody could keep the law, so let's come over to the new covenant, and we're looking at all these things under the new covenant. But now, with the what is the major difference between the law and grace? The major difference is we have Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, living inside of us, and they didn't have that. They did not have the Holy Spirit living in them like you have. Now then, that's why they could not walk without sin. But you have the Holy Spirit, and if you will let Him lead you, if you'll let the Holy Spirit lead you, you will not sin. You will. In other words, how many of you that are Christians, I'm hoping everybody in here is a Christian, but let me ask you a question. If you're a Christian, how many of you have ever started to do something and there was some little voice that said, don't do that, that's sin? Amen. Have you ever heard that voice? Amen. Yeah, you have, haven't you? Several. In other words, who do you think that was, George?
God.
He was trying to tell you, son, don't do that, that's sin. He will tell you that things are sin. And he don't want you to sin, does he? But see, under the old covenant, they didn't have that. But you and me do have. Now then, if we listen to him. In fact, Cheryl and I was actually teaching at, it was at Gateway. I was teaching down at Gateway here a few years, it actually been 10 or 12 years ago. Yeah, because Cheryl and I just got married. But anyway, I was teaching on the certain things down there at Gateway, and I'm going to just use the word John. I think there were 23 pastors down there at the time. I don't know how many there are now, but anyway, there's a whole bunch of them. But I'll just say John, at the break, John came up and we was talking about being led by the Spirit and so on and so forth. He said, Pastor, let me tell you how I had an experience with God. I said, okay. He said, I had never heard God's audible voice. But he said, I knew he talked, but I never had heard it. And he said, now I'm a pastor at Gateway. And he says, my wife and I had a little problem. And she got mad at me and she went home to mama for a week or two. Now, should any woman ever do that? No, she should not. She should get her husband. They should pray over whatever the situation is. They should get it corrected right then. And they should get back in a love walk with each other. They shouldn't say, if I don't get along with you, I'm going to go home to mama. That's not the way you're supposed to do it. You're supposed to leave your mom and daddy and cleave to your husband. But anyway, he said, my wife went home for a couple of weeks because we weren't getting along real well. So he said, I went down to a little shopping area there close to my apartment. I thought I'd have a bite to eat. And so he said, I sat down to have a bite to eat. And said, all of a sudden, my old sweetheart from high school come and sat down with me. And I told her, I said, well, have you had dinner? She says, no. I said, sat down and have lunch with me. So she did. She sat down there with me. We had lunch and said we talked for a couple of hours and everything. And then she says, why don't we go up to my apartment and talk a while? Now then, do you see any red flags on this? This guy's married. He's a pastor. And he, of course, he asked her, what happened to your husband? She said, well, I divorced him. I couldn't get along with him. Okay. All kinds of issues here. So he said, we went up to her apartment and we're sitting there on the couch and we're talking and she makes some popcorn. I said, we're eating on that popcorn and she's all, every time she'd get up to go get the popcorn, so we come back, she gets closer and closer to me. So he said, we're sitting there eating that popcorn. And said in a minute, she said she had to go, so she left and went somewhere. I don't know where she went, to the bathroom, I assumed. But he said, in a minute, she called me and said, John, will you come in here, please? I need you. So he said, I said, okay. So he said, I got up and I walked in there. And here's this woman laying in the middle of the bed in her bedroom without a stitch of clothes on. Now, what do you think that means? Now, what's the flesh do to something like that? The flesh are taking your jacket off. I'm telling you the truth. You guys, you know what I'm talking about. He's pulling his jacket off. He's fixing to crawl in that bed with that girl. And all of a sudden, he hears this word. John, do you know what you're fixing to do is sin? There ain't nobody in that room but him and that woman. So guess what John did? He got his coat on, put it on, and told her, I'm out of here and I will not be back. He said, I went home, called my wife, told her, I said, honey, come home. I forgive you. Now you see, that's what he should have done in the first place. But just think, how many people that their flesh is so powerful that the flesh will fix them where they can't hear the Spirit. Amen. The Spirit's talking. He's always talking. He's trying to lead you down the right path. Is that right, George? The Spirit of God. If you read the Scriptures, there's many places in the Scripture that talks about being led by the Spirit. And that's something that we have that the average Christian, if you're not tuned into the Holy Ghost, wow. He said that he bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness. What should the life of a Christian be like? Should be pure and clean and holy, right? And if you do all that, look what he said. Live unto righteousness, and then by his stripes you were healed. You know, lots of people have quoted that verse to me. By his stripes I am healed. I said, do you know the verses in front of that? No. I said, it won't work for you. It will not work for you. You can't just say, by his stripes I am healed. Well, that's not what the Bible says, right? What does the Bible say? By his stripes you're healed, but how much nonsense can you have in your mouth? How much sin can you have in your life? Do you know what it means to die to sin? Die to sin. Get rid of it. But that's what you got to do. No sin in your life. That's what will make it work. So under the new covenant, if we walk in obedience to his word, walk in love with everybody. In other words, this is a secret to the whole thing. Walk in love with everybody, including God. Tell him you love him, worship him, praise him, walk holy in his presence, and then by his stripes you're healed. Now let me show you something that, how many of you have heard the story that a Christian cannot have a demon? You ever heard that?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you what, I'm going to show you where that's not true. You don't want a demon, but you can have one. You can have one if you sin. And I'm going to show you, and many times I've had this experience, and I've cast out demons out of people and get them healed or their children healed. These demons are really, really, really bad things. They who we're fighting against, they come to steal, kill, and to destroy. But I'm going to show you. Have you ever, in fact, I was in a Baptist church one time years ago, and the pastor preached on unforgiveness, and he made a statement at the beginning of the message. He said, how many of you people in this room have unforgiveness towards someone? Hold up your hand. And there was people, several places, that held up their hand. Now he said, how many of you people held up your hand and have unforgiveness would like to get even with these people? Some of them held up their hand there. And when we went out of the service that day, he went by me and he looked at me and said, Thurman, could you believe what you saw? I said, no, sir. With what I know about unforgiveness, No, I couldn't believe that at all. Let me show you why that you need to make sure that you never walk in unforgiveness under no condition. Let me show you what that does. I'm going to take you to, first of all, take you to Matthew 18:19 and show you a great and awesome promise. And then right after that, it shows us something. Matthew 18:19. Let's look at this scripture. Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. What kind of a promise is that to the church? Is that a blank check? It is, isn't it? Isn't it awesome that if there's two of you on earth and you agree, you can ask God for anything and He'll do it for you. If there's two of you, two or three of you, wow. Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done to them by my Father which is in heaven. In fact, I will have to say that Kim and Scott, we've talked about this many times, and of course Kim, she's a school teacher, and they come out of the Catholic Church, and we were talking one day, and Kim said, you know, when we learned this scripture, we talked to people about this, and they said, does this really work? And pastors and whatever told them, no, it doesn't mean what it says. And so she thought, gee, what a shame. If we had a promise like that, just think what we could do if it's two of us, and her husband are two. Well, when they come to me and they found out that it does mean what it says, and you can agree on the two of you, and you can get your prayers answered, this couple, Scott and Kim Smith, they have prayed for people all over this country and seen God heal and deliver all kinds of people. Have y'all not, Scott?
Yes.
You see that? Kim?
Absolutely.
So you see? They hear, I mean, it's amazing that when you learn that the Word of God does mean exactly what it says, that if it says if two of you agree, I mean, Scott and Kim have prayed for people. Oh, they have testimonies every Sunday. I mean, every Sunday they got testimonies. I love a church that has testimonies every Sunday.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we'll return to our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, God is So Excited About You, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.